Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman for today's delve into the Bugle archives. Now, on this show, we've dedicated a lot of time to marking the exploits of some extremely dodgy people. And in November 2012, John Oliver and I had a bonanza of bastards on our hands. Here is episode 214 of the Bugle, entitled A Few Bad Men.
Top story this week, A Few Bad Men, Resignation Roundup. And this week, a hot new trend burst onto the scene, Andy, resigning in disgrace. anyone was doing it. Both General Petraeus and the Director General of the BBC stepped down with not just clouds, but huge raging typhoons over their heads. At first, General David Petraeus, the military hero more heavily decorated than a six-year-old's birthday cake, resigned as head of the CIA after it emerged that he'd had an affair with his biographer. And this was something of a shock. Here in the US, Andy, as not only is David Petraeus something of a national hero, but he's notoriously formal and disciplined. The words David Petraeus and sex scandal had, until this week, seemed to go together as naturally as the words Gandhi and street brawl. The affair was uncovered during an FBI investigation into threatening emails.
What a TV show that would have been. Mahatma Gandhi's street brawl. Can he train up a team of pacifists?
Ross Kemp on Gandhi.
Violent hoodlums from the streets of India.
You want some? Do you want some? The affair was uncovered during an FBI investigation into some threatening emails sent by Petraeus' biographer slash mistress to Jill Kelly, a so-called social liaison for the military. Seemingly, his mistress felt threatened by this other lady and decided to send her harassing messages, intentionally telling her to back off my man. Well, I say my man, I guess he's technically his wife's man, but... And also that my man is technically the husband that I'm currently cheating on, but you get my point. Back the f*** off, bitch! And if this is already starting to sound like plot points to a daytime soap opera, then you haven't seen anything yet. In fact, it might be easiest to absorb the tawdry events of this week in that format. The story so far. David Petraeus, the general, married father of two, director of the CIA and retired four-star general, resigned last Friday afternoon after it emerged that he had stubbed his biographer, Paula Broadwell. The other lady, married, mother of two and West Point graduate. Paula wrote in an in-depth biography of Petraeus, the first draft of which was apparently a 240-page detailed description of the diameter of his penis. After considerable publisher's notes, it was later changed to a 240-page history of his military service instead. Their secret stubbing was concealed by a covert system of saving draft emails and saving them in a joint email account, which was only uncovered when Paula started sending threatening emails to Jill Kelly, the other lady, married, mother of three, Tampa resident, socialite, unpaid military social liaison, party planner, and hot tamale. When she received Paula's threatening email, she contacted Fred Humphries, the FBI agent who launched an FBI investigation, which he was quickly removed from when it emerged that he'd emailed shirtless photos of himself to Jill Kelly, the other lady, who it emerged during the investigation was exchanging thousands of flirtatious emails with General John Allen, the other man, four-star general and top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, a position that he took over from David Petraeus, the general. And so, Andy, this whole sordid, although not actually that physically sordid story, comes full circle.
I guess it just proves the age-old rule, John, as old as time itself, which says if you are one of the highest-ranking officials in the world's current number one-ranked superpower and one of the most respected former soldiers in the world's biggest military nation, do not, if you can possibly help it, put your penis into the wrong person. Mm-hmm. If there's just any way that can be avoided, do try to avoid it. And I know, it, I mean, it seems odd, John, but it does seem that it's more difficult to control one penis than an army of 200,000 people, many of whom, right, ironically, also have penises.
But, yes, yeah.
But it's, I mean, just maybe always it's worth been the way, isn't it?
Maybe it's worth writing that on, you know, on his hand so he can read it. Or definitely on his penis, just so that if he ever gets down there, look down at his penis, do you know what? Ah, this was the one thing I was not supposed to do.
Maybe you can, to go with your wristbands, your CDC, yes, wristbands, you can have a special
great idea.
Penis band.
That's a great idea!
What WWAFSGD? What would a four-star general do?
That's right! And when you become a figurehead in an army, you should be given, just as you're given your fourth star, you should also be given that penis band.
There are penis bands out there on the market, but I think they're there to actively encourage sex, really? Rather than...
Well, Prince Albert, yeah, of course, famously had a wang, mm-hmm, ring, didn't he?
He did.
I mean, that was the original penis band. That was said, you are now, yes, married to the Queen of England.
Yeah,
don't,
that's
put this in anyone else.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. She insisted on that.
Yeah, I mean, the errant wang, prong drabbling a contraband pluke has, of course, been responsible for scandals and resignations since, yes, the dawn of time, or at least since 2500 BC, when 4th Dynasty Pharaoh Shepseskaf was caught in flagrante with a woman called Dawn from the ancient Sumerian city of Time. He elected not to be buried in a pyramid. Instead, he was buried in a mastaba tomb called the Mastabet el Afaroun, which,
what?
His name... This is the fact...
Hold on, because it doesn't sound like a fact. No, nothing you just said sounds like a fact.
Yeah, it is a fact. He was buried in a tomb called a Mastabet, whose name does suggest that he learnt his lesson and steered clear of sexual temptation.
In all... God, this got blue fast. This, I guess it's not surprising. In all this mess, there's actually only one confirmed affair, but it's been enough to plunge the military and the FBI into chaos all week, with rumours flying around ranging from Paula Broadwell had access to classified documents to the entire Pentagon is a bacchanalian fest. Petraeus resigned almost immediately.
Why did Mitt Romney not say that during the campaign?
Yeah. You know, it couldn't have gone worse for him. Petraeus, he lost almost all the swing states. You know, well, he may as well have thrown one out there. Petraeus Ryan resigned almost straight away, bringing his long career of public service to a sadly grubby end. And there are lots of questions that still remain, such as 1, what the f*** was he thinking? 2, did he expose the US to blackmail or jeopardise any national secrets? 3, how does the director of the CIA get caught by email? And 4, seriously, what the f*** was he thinking? As for General Allen, that is still under investigation, and there's no evidence so far of any actual physical affair. That would be a problem if there was, because under Article 134 of the United Joint Military Code, any adultery could get him jailed for a year, as that article forbids, and I quote, adulterous conduct that has a tendency, because of its open or notorious nature, to bring the service into disrepute, make it subject to public ridicule, or lower it in the public esteem. Andy, when you put it like that, oh, it just sounds so sexy. I'm going to come over to your apartment and I'm going to expose the military to public ridicule and lower it in the public esteem. And I'm going to do it all night long. Damn.
There must have been some quite awkward talk between General Petraeus and his biographer. Are you definitely not writing Volume 2? Do you absolutely promise? Okay, away you go.
Although also, I'm a bit disappointed because he resigned basically before the witch hunt had even got going. I mean, that is not how you're supposed to let a scandal play out. I mean, this could have run and run for a couple of months before he was finally handed out of office in disgrace. I think this is a disgraceful case of jumping the gun before the media has had their fill.
Just to reiterate, there is no evidence of a physical affair so far between General Allen and Jill Kelly, but the FBI apparently found between 20,000 and 30,000 pages of flirtatious emails between the two of them in the past year alone that they are currently going through, which also raises a lot of questions, such as one, what the f*** was he thinking? Two, how the f*** did he have the time to send 30,000 flirtatious emails in a year when he was overseeing the war in Afghanistan? Three, how the f*** does anyone have the time to send 30,000 flirtatious emails in a year, even when they're not overseeing a war? Four, how does anyone send 30,000 flirtatious emails in a lifetime? How is it possible there are 30,000 different flirtatious things to say? And five, seriously, what the f*** was he thinking? For all the attention and upheaval that this has caused, it is actually a pretty low-grade and unimpressive scandal, as scandals go. Some of my favourite reactions came from people in Pakistan who were interviewed on the streets of Karachi by the Global Post over the last week, and many of the people spoken to were surprised by the level of honour showed by Petraeus in resigning. Or, you know, the fact that they're so surprised by the level of honour of a man who cheated on his wife and used email tricks to try and cover his tracks, that perhaps that shows more about the morality levels of Pakistani politicians than it does anything else. But one vendor said, maybe he was just a man who fell in love. I'd like to see a photograph of his lady. Now, I don't know quite how that would have cleared things up in his mind, Andy, but he seemed pretty sure that it would help. Lots of the reaction, though, was understandably around one particular thing. Faiz Mumtaz said, we're hopeful that this means less drones. Now, again, I don't know how Petraeus cheating on his wife might lead to less drone strikes, but I guess in their position, the Pakistanis, that's pretty much what you're hoping for whenever anything happens. Oh, Drew Brees has just thrown a touchdown pass in a record 52nd consecutive game. I hope this means less drones. Oh, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez have broken up. I hope this means less drones. Oh, President Obama is going to ceremonially pardon some Thanksgiving turkeys next week in the White House. I hope this means less f***ing drones. Though, you know, that might be a bit of a stretch. I guess the problem is when you give up hope, you just become numbers on a drone dartboard. Because just to put those statements in context, in the last 4 years alone, Obama has authorised nearly 300 drone strikes in Pakistan, a country that the US is not technically at war with. That's pretty impressive droning.
But it's going to be tough for Petraeus, John. He's got to hand in all the perks of being CIA director, the salary of upwards of $5,000 a year. The Bond-style car that can project rotating blades from its wheels and fire a plume of flames from its windscreen wipers. The personal CIA director's collection of professional rebels that he was entitled to send in to destabilise one government a year of his choice. And, of course, his CIA chair with the words Bertie Bignut stitched across the back.
It's all about the perks.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Do support what we do at The Bugle by donating via thebuglepodcast.com. If you are listening in Apple, you can also just click the button to support us right now. Goodbye.
Hold up. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.